Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, when someone is laid off, a lot of colleagues drop them like a bad habit. It's like losing a job is contagious or something. So our showing up with care and concern can make a big difference. A common request from these folks is an introduction to our network. It's easier to say yes, so we're not going to cover that here. Let's explore the trickier scenario when you must say no. Thought experiment. You're meeting with a former client over Zoom or coffee. After talking about their goals and best opportunities, they ask for introductions, point blank. And you know you have to say no for reasons you don't want to tell them. Here are my two favorite approaches that save the relationship. First, focus on groups, not individuals. Instead of suggesting specific people to speak with, offer groups that the job hunter should be involved with. If those communities require a nomination, offer that if you can. This takes the attention away from finding individuals and towards networking a target-rich environment. Second, and this is a little tricky, focus on fit. Now, this works when the request is for a particular individual. For example, if your job hunter wants an introduction to your LinkedIn connection, give them a reason why that's not a good idea. A reason that has nothing to do with them. Such as, you don't know them very well, or you know their budgets have been slashed, whatever. And no, I'm not telling you to lie here. Tell the truth, but don't make it about the job hunter. Now, as I mentioned in the post, this is a very fragile time. Folks who get laid off are anxious to move on to their next adventure. And in our hearts, we want to help them too. So say yes to making introductions when you can. But if you can't, make sure your response leaves their dignity intact. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.